why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew? The man said, who made you the ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian? Then Moses was afraid and thought, what I did must have become known. And he said, when Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses, but Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat down by a well. Now a priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came to draw water and fill the trough so to water their father's flock. Some shepherds came along and drove them away, but Moses got up and came to their rescue and watered their flocks. When the girls returned to Reuel, their father, he asked them, why have you returned early today? They answered, an Egyptian rescued us from the shepherds. He even drew water for us and watered the flock. And where is he? He asked his daughters. Why did you leave him? Invite him to have something to eat. Moses agreed to stay with the man who gave his daughter, Zipporah, to Moses in marriage. Zipporah gave birth to a son. Moses named him Gershom, saying, I have become an alien in a foreign land. During that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help because of their slavery went up unto God. God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. So God looked on the Israelites and were concerned about them. You ever get to the place where you think God has forgotten you? You ever been in a place in your life where it seems like so much is going on and so much is happening? So many things are families are fighting, illnesses, death, all of these things that life give you. And you think that God has forgotten you. Did you not hear what he said here? He does not forget us. And he also tells us to be of good courage, for he will not leave us nor forsake us. But see, Satan knows that God's got a plan. And it's just made especially for each and every one of us. We can't all jump up and down and shout in the aisles. We can't all come up and sing. But you do have something that you can do for the Lord, and let him work in your life. He'll give you the plan. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Are you tired of the same old thing? Then try Jesus. He's been waiting for you. That's one thing about God. Our God is a patient God. He wants you to stop struggling. You know, the only time I really struggle is when I have my trust in me and what I want to do and what I want to accomplish and how I'm going to make this plan. Well, if God's not in the plan, I'm setting myself up for failure or a lot more pain. Put your trust in Jesus. Everything else has failed already in my life. When I call Jesus into my life, things change. You know, I put down the bottle and picked up the Bible. Amen. You know, I used to, a lot of you know that I also teach martial arts. Well, if you can just imagine a military man coming home with that kind of martial arts and drunk all the time, what kind of pain did I cause? I pushed my children away. I pushed my friends away. I walked away from a family because you don't tell me what to do. I'm a grown man. I do what I want. Well, I know now that doing what I wanted destroyed a lot of things. But you know, our God is such a beautiful and just God that he took all those bad experiences that I had out there that became a ball and chain for a while. But he took them and turned that experience around so that now I can help drug addicts and alcoholics. I can go to the jail with my brother Ed and talk to those young men and women and tell them about Jesus so that they don't have to go a lifetime of misery like I did. You know, we need to say something when we see our brother or our sister doing wrong. If they get mad, so what? They'll get over it. But the truth should be told to all of us, myself included. I need you. I cannot do this alone. I have my Jesus, but I am out here with my brothers and my sisters. And if I don't walk like I talk, I'll cause you to fall. I don't want it. Therefore, I study, because this is my roadmap. My roadmap, I threw that away. I can't handle that one. But I'll tell you what, God has a plan for you. Just like he had for Moses, he has a plan made especially for us. Now, in Exodus 3:11, see, a lot of times we go, who am I? Here's a good example. Moses looked up and said, Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, as he says to all of us all the time, I will be with you. Is that not beautiful? Even with everything I've done, God says, I will be with you. If you want to do the right thing, I will be with you. Now, we can't let Satan tell us, oh, it's okay. You can do this. Who cares? You're not bothering anybody. You're your own person. You can do this and you can do that. Well, I'm here to tell you, you do bother people. I do bother people. We all hurt people unintentionally or intentionally. We need to stop being so selfish. We need to start reaching out. We need to pick up your child. If he's too big like Chris, stand up to him and hug him. I don't care how big he gets. That's my little brother. You know, we need to show this love to all people. We, in Alturas Baptist Church, should be examples in this community on how to get along, how to forgive. If you've said something or done something that's hurt my feelings or whatever, and if I don't go up and say, hey man, you hurt my feelings, you may never know it. And then I get to carry the load of that junk. Every time I see him, man, let us drop this world and take on more God. Amen? Amen? Amen. God will fight battles for you. When you think you got to go out there and take care of it all, God is just waiting for you to say, oh boy, I can't do this. He's going, oh, finally. Sit down, Curtis. I'll take care of it. And he does, and he has. I looked for my blood family for 56 years, and I was about ready to give up. Now I know them. I found them, or God already knew where they were and led me to them. So, you know, again, I go back to what I said at the beginning. You know, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. You know, when I was ready to give up, he laid them in my lap. I got to hold my brother before he passed away. I got to hold my sister. I got nieces. And I didn't even know there was that many people in Texas related to anybody. You know, and that, don't you say anything, Ed. He's from Oklahoma. God was through with Pharaoh and all of his denial of letting the Israelites go. So he decided to, well, it's okay, you're not going to do it. I'm going to send you a plague. The first plague was the blood and the water. Then the frogs came and covered the land. Then there were swarms of flies. Can you imagine swarms? I can't hardly stand this one that's buzzing around me. Swarms. And then the livestock died. All of Pharaoh's livestock started just falling over. But not the stock of the Israelites. Their cattle was fine, and all their animals were fine. he still refused to let the people go. Then he sent boils. I don't know about you, but I can get a little burn on my finger and I go ouch real bad. And if you've ever had a boil or a cyst or a bad pimple even, you know if you've got them all over, there's a new dance going on. That didn't do it either. Hail! God sent hail and locusts, who they eat everything. And then he put darkness over the land and told him that, now I want you to go and take the blood of the lamb. I'll read this, Exodus 12:21. Says, then Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, go at once and select the animals for your family and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on the top and both sides of the door frame. Not one of you shall go out the door of his house until morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and sides of the door frame and will pass over the doorway, and he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down. Now, the blood of Jesus does that for us. Amen? And see, that blood of the Lamb, whom we call Jesus Christ today, will save you from yourself, and then he'll set up a place for you. He'll give you a new name. And you're going to have to do some studying yourself to find out some of this stuff, because God says in Timothy 2:15 to study, to show yourself approved. You know, I used to sit out and just listen to it, but then once you get into this, You're gone. Because boy, it's the best book I've ever read. Amen. Amen. Okay, God will make a way where there is no way, or there seems to be no way. Don't get stuck in the desert. Don't get afraid to cross over rivers. Because God said to the Israelites, you know, Moses, stretch out your staff. And they walked across on dry land. It wasn't muddy like our lakes are right now. I went up to Moon Lake the other day and I never got to the water. It was mud for 50 yards. I was getting taller and taller. My boots had mud that thick underneath. But you know, God made dry land. See, God can do anything. We are the one that put God in a box. Let him out. For God is able to do it all for us. Amen? Amen. Amen. On Exodus 10, I have that wrong. 14:10. Says, as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, what was it, because there was no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Moses answered to the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Amen. You know, how many times have I, well, I'm going to fight my own battle. I'm a man and blah, blah, blah. And I get up with a big old eye and a busted lip and all this because I'm trying to do a physical fight when it's a spiritual fight. We need to call on God. We need to believe that God will be there. We need to know in our hearts that He will deliver you from whatever it is that may be hurting you, holding you back. But we have to trust Him. We have to know. Because, see, we have a promised land ourselves. And that promised land that He promised us is heaven. There's a God, and we aren't Him. You need to know that we have very little power. We need to give it to a power much greater than ourselves, and that is our Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit will give you discernment with whatever you need. I guarantee that. It has happened in my life. Number two, you need to repent. That means to change your course. You know, for many years I thought my way was the right way and you could take the highway. You know, oh boy, I don't even like those sayings anymore. But the fact of the matter is that God has already written the map out for us. And we need to take the time to read His word. And I tell the guys in the jail, you know, I don't care if you read 15 minutes a day. You're going to be here for a year, you'll get it read. You know, but we're always too busy. Oh, I got to do this. And change is too hard for me to do it myself. I tried to stop drinking 1,000 times every time I got caught. I'm sorry, I won't do this again. And I meant it. God, if you'll help me through this, I will stop and I will go, blah, blah, blah. And He would help me through it, and then I'd celebrate. See, I finally had to give it to Him and leave it there. And then, only then, could He help me stay away from it. You got to put it down before. It's just like those cigarettes. It's funny because I was trying so hard. God help me, please, blah, blah, blah. And it was like He spoke to me. He said, well, stop sticking them in your mouth. Oh. And then He sent a brother I didn't even know the brother was around. He come in, what are you doing? Get that thing out of your mouth. And when he left, it touched my very heart, my very soul. And somebody cared enough to tell me the truth. That's all it is. Just tell each other the truth. Because God says, if you know the truth, it'll set you free. Amen? Let it set you free. Now, after you repent, you need to ask Jesus into your heart. It's not hard. Jesus, come into my heart. Because He's been there. For me, when I... start whistling in the dark, anything. I didn't want to hear that because I couldn't do what I wanted to do if I let Jesus in my heart. That is Satan trying to scare you out of heaven. Stop. Let God in. Let Jesus in your heart. And read His word as often as you possibly can. And then you will see just how great God really is. Because God specializes in things that seem impossible to us. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thy hands has made, I see the sun and I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art how great thou art. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you need to come to Jesus, today is the day. Tomorrow's not promised. Go ahead, sisters. Stand, please.
Come to Jesus, I surrender. Help him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence I linger. I surrender.
Given your life to Jesus, give it to him today. Don't wait too long.
All to Jesus I surrender. Make me Savior holy thine. Let me feel thy Holy Spirit. Truly know Thou art mine. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Give yourself to Jesus.
Fear.